Republican Scott Walker returned to the New Hampshire campaign trail. The Wisconsin governor's visit to the state Thursday was his first in more than a month. But NHPR's Brady Carlson reports Walker and his supporters appear to be making up for lost time.
Call it pent-up demand, call it curiosity, call it a candidate's emerging base of support. Whatever it was, this much was true. The crowds waiting to see Scott Walker outside Joey's Diner in Amherst were too big for the restaurant to hold, so the campaign staff improvised, backing a red pickup truck up to the front door.
We're going to try to fit as many people inside the diner, standing room only, after he arrives, but he's first going to come and deliver remarks to you guys. So can you guys all hear me okay? Perfect. All right.
A few minutes later, it was Walker standing on the back of the truck, giving an abbreviated version of his stump speech to the overflow crowd.
Took on the unions and we won. We lowered our taxes, something you care for obviously here. We lowered taxes by $2 billion on income, on employers, on property.
Those inside got the full version, which included references to Walker's blue-collar background.
It's great to be here at Joey's because I remember my first job as a kid was washing dishes at the Countryside Restaurant. Washing dishes. So I'm sure I could probably go in the back here and find some guys that could put me to work washing dishes. And then I moved up to the big time in high school. I started flipping hamburgers at McDonald's.
And they also heard Walker note that his calls for putting more authority in the hands of states and local governments should resonate particularly well with Granite Staters.
You live that here in New Hampshire. You understand that probably better than anybody else in the country. That's why I want to take power and money out of Washington and send it to our states in things like Medicaid and transportation and workforce development, and in education.
Walker held a second rally in the afternoon at Seacoast Harley-Davidson in Northampton. There were a few changes from the Amherst event, an introduction by former Massachusetts U.S. Senator Scott Brown, and a moment of silence for the victims of the fatal shootings in Chattanooga. Otherwise, the two events were much the same, with crowds cheering louder the longer Walker spoke. If Walker's looking to boost his New Hampshire profile, this day was a good start. In the run-up to his campaign kickoff, the Wisconsin governor made several visits to neighboring Iowa while other candidates campaigned here. Whether Walker's absence ends up making a difference in New Hampshire remains to be seen. But if there are concerns about his commitment to this state, Nashua State Representative Peter Silva says Walker's upcoming schedule will put them to rest.
He'll spend plenty of time here. He's coming back again next weekend for a big bike ride. He plans to go through all the counties doing that. He's going to be here a lot.
Walker himself stressed several times that he plans to be back often, and when he does, he'll have some new supporters working for him. Eli Bumitri of Derry hadn't heard of Walker until about a month ago. On this day, he was one of hundreds waiting to meet and maybe get a picture with a candidate whose working-class roots struck a chord with him.
Like he said, work hard, the American dream, that's it. Wow. That's what I like about him, you know what I'm saying? It just didn't inherit money or, you know. And I know everybody says politicians are the same, but you know what? I don't know. He's different. He is different. That's for sure.
Bumitri got what he came for, a photo, a handshake, and a conversation with his candidate. On his way out, he took two yard signs and vowed to volunteer for the campaign once it sets up a New Hampshire field office. And that's not all Bumitri promised either.
So I'm going to go get him some baklava now and just going to go meet him up there. Get him used to it. That's what I'm going to do.
Lebanese baklava, motorcycle tours, and perhaps more cheering crowds. All part of what Scott Walker may end up seeing now that he's rejoined the New Hampshire campaign trail. For NHPR News, I'm Brady Carlson.